A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tainus Chavtes, Tainus 29a, pagination page 57. We have a concept here on the second to bottom line, Mishenichnas Av Mema'atim B'Simcha, that when the month of Av comes in, we limit Simcha. And this is a principle both as an observance, that we ourselves are mema'it besimcha, so that things, for example, of building that have to do with pleasure, a vacation home, a patio, home decorating, painting, different things that are of simcha, we limit and do not do during the 9 days. And that's Mishenichnas Av Mema'atim B'Simcha, that we limit the Simcha. Also purchasing of joy, a new silverware set or something like that, we wouldn't do during the 9 days. And that's in deference to the loss of the Beis HaMikdash and the difficult time that this time of year commemorates. There also is another dimension which works hand in hand with this, that it's not only an observance of Mema'atim B'Simcha, but it's also a concern. For example, the Gemara a few lines earlier told us, Megalgalim Zuchus Liyom Zakai V'Chova Liyom Chayev. If good things are going to happen, sometimes they match themselves up to a good time of year, and if bad things are going to happen, they match themselves up to a bad time of year. And therefore, Mema'atim B'Simcha is not just that we limit the Simcha, but that we are concerned that that is the very intrinsic nature of this time of year, and therefore we strive to limit our losses, to tone things down, not to take risks during this time of year, because it's a time intrinsically of Mema'atin B'Simcha. So let's see how the Gemara develops it, first on Amud Beis, on Amud Aleph, and then on Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda B'Rei D'Rav Shmo Bar Shilas Mishmei D'Rav, Kishem Shem Misha Nichnas Av Mema'atin B'Simcha, the same way that when Av comes in, we limit Simcha, Kach Misha Nichnas Ador Marbin B'Simcha. So when Ador begins, we increase in Simcha. And the juxtaposition between these two months has, in some degree, a throwback to the old Yaakov and Esav relationship. Rome attributed to Esav's descendants destroyed the Beis HaMikdash in the month of Av, the second Beis HaMikdash. But in Ador, Haman, a descendant of Esav, was vanquished. And therefore Ador is a Marbim B'Simcha month, and Av is a Mema'atin B'Simcha month. On to Amud Beis, Amar Rav Papa said, Hilkach therefore, Bar Yisrael, a Jew, De Isle Dina Bahade Nochri, who has a judgment with a non-Jew, Lishtamit Mine Ba'av, he should try to avoid the month of Av, Deria Mazlei, because his mazel is not so good. Velimtzi Nafshi Ba'ador, he should try, if possible, to make it available during Ador, that's the ideal time. Debori Mazle, because that's when his mazel is strong. Now, this principle is taken to very great lengths as literally a principle rather than a law. Rav Papa tells us that regarding a judgment, it's more ideal not to be in the month of Av, and there certainly are different gradations regarding this. Some say once Tisha B'Av passes, or certainly once the 10th of Av passes, that the whole trend changes. Some say you have to wait for the 15th of the month. Some say you literally have to wait till the month changes, until Elul. But there's a concept here, more than an actual halacha, even though this is brought in halacha, but it's a concept. And therefore, things of danger are avoided during this time period. Deria mazlei, because it's a time of danger. And some of the poskim record that a person should refrain from going to a place of sakana. A common shaila is if you're allowed to go boating during the 9 days. And different types of extensive trips that involve mountain climbing, for example. Things that are a little bit more complex are often avoided during the 9 days. Now, these are two different concepts. One concept is mema'atim besimcha as an observance, that we're supposed to limit the types of joy that we get involved with, and that might be a reason to avoid certain types of trips. But then there's this other concept of ria mazlei, of it's a time of danger, and for that reason, regardless of the joy factor, because of the danger factor, there are things that we would be cautious not to do. There is, for example, literature recording different types of restrictions, but you have to pay attention as they present the restriction to figure out what their reasoning was and how we should apply it. The Stei Chemed, for example, in Asifas Dinim Pa'as HaSodeh, Bein HaMitzarim Siman Aleph Os Yud, which is quoted by some Sforim, mentions that in a certain locale, they made a very forceful legislation that Lo Yuchal Shumbar Yisrael Letayel Beginos Upardesim V'Alsfas Han Yom V'Hanohar. No Jew should go to the gardens, the orchards, by the edge of the city or the river. And if you just read that, you'd get the impression maybe it's because of sakana, danger. Stay away from the water. But he continues and he says, "V'lo l'nagin b'shum nigun," and not to have any sort of song, "zulas b'shas brismila," unless there's a brismila, which we don't schedule based on the date the child's born, the bris happens. So that would be permitted, but he's concluding here that it has to do with song. So clearly his motivation in this legislation, what he's describing here, has to do not with danger and being near the water, because it's dangerous, but he was describing a very strict level of observance regarding mema'atin besimcha, not even to take what we would call moderate pleasure trips, to walk on the side of a river. Now, in our time, we would not apply this so strongly, so strictly. Generally, when we have questions of a person just wanting to go for a walk in the park, we realize that the person has scheduling issues in terms of when he can take his vacation and when is downtime. And because of serenity, sanity, and shalom bayis, we generally look to allow such things as long as they are what we would consider tame. We don't want something that's dangerous, and we don't want something that's extravagant, very joyous, to be done during this time period. Again, mema'atin besimcha. There's a limit on the type of simcha that we do. Binyan shel simcha, kniya shel simcha, building of joy, buying of joy, and certain types of pleasure trips would have to be scheduled in a proper way so that the itinerary matches the time of the year, even if this is the only time the person can get some time off and serenity time, but it still should be scheduled with sensitivity. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.